Story 8, Isaac and Rebecca. Sarah lived until Isaac was 40. When Sarah died, Abraham decided it was time to find a wife for his son. He said to his servant, "Go to my home country and find a wife for Isaac from among my family. The Lord will help you. He will send his angel before you to prepare the way." So the servant took 10 camels, some other servants, and the things they needed for their journey. When they arrived at Abraham's hometown, they came to a well. While the camels rested, the servant prayed, "Lord, please help me find the right woman for Isaac." Then he decided, "I will ask a woman for a drink of water. I will know she's the right one if she gives me a drink and then gives water to all my camels." Soon a beautiful young woman named Rebecca came to the well. The servant asked her to get him a drink of water. She gave him a drink, and then she gave water to every one of his camels. The servant asked, "Who is your family? Is there room at your father's home for me and my men to stay the night?" When Rebecca told him the names of her father and grandfather, the servant could tell that he had found Abraham's family. Rebecca said, "Yes, we have room for you to stay with us." As soon as they arrived at the family's home, the servant told Rebecca's father and her brother Laban that he had come to find a wife for Isaac. After the men heard the servant's story, they believed that Rebecca was the right woman for Isaac. The next morning, they asked Rebecca if she was willing to go with Abraham's servant to be Isaac's wife. Rebecca said she would go. When they arrived back home, Isaac was outside. He saw the camels coming, so he went to meet them. The servant told Isaac all about his journey and how the Lord had helped him. Soon Isaac took Rebecca to be his wife, and he loved her very much. So Isaac was comforted after the death of his mother.